Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Next year, we can love the draft again. This year, their first pick is the 54th pick. Our next guest said, I don't think they need to draft a wide receiver at 54. We'll talk about it now. He's the co-host of Opening Drive on SiriusXM NFL Radio, the Leave and Bengals podcast, Solomon Wilcox, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Solomon, welcome to the show.
Guys, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. How you doing today?
We're doing great, well. Man. It's funny. I think this has been the weirdest draft season yet, because the Browns this is the third straight year we haven't had a first round pick. And so I kind of feel like this is the first year. I feel like it's all accumulating. This is the first year it's taken until the week of the draft to get us all kind of excited about the draft. And that's, we're not used to that. This used to be our Super Bowl, Solomon.
Well, and you found out that that the springtime is really no time to celebrate. You rather celebrate in the fall and in the winter. And you guys have now gotten a taste of what it feels like to be back in the playoff contention. You've got yourself a really wonderful general manager in Andrew Berry, who's built a great roster for the Cleveland Browns. So, look, maybe you don't get to celebrate on draft day, but that's okay. You've done enough of that. You get to celebrate on Sundays.
So, well, we do like that better than celebrating in, like, mid-March in free agency. I saw the clip of you and your podcast talking about why you're not sure it makes sense for the Browns to draft a wide receiver at 54. Can you walk us through that one more time?
Well, think about what you've already done during the offseason. You pretty much have already answered those questions. I think giving up draft picks and trading for Jerry Jeudy. And Jeudy is a player that's yet to live up to his full potential. We know he can flat out play, guys. This guy can run routes. He's got the speed to get down the field. He can separate against man-to-man coverage. We saw him do all those things at Alabama. He follows in the tradition of an Amari Cooper, right? And you know what Cooper is. Now you can add Jerry Jeudy to that group, and Elijah Moore came on a little slowly last year, but you still have guys like David Bell and Cedric Tillman, who I think are more than capable now of coming into a second and third year than what any rookie can give you. We did a study with the 33rd team of the receivers taken in nine consecutive years in the first round from 2011 to 2019. It's the largest failure rate of any position a player selected in the first round. Only a 27% hit rate, the lowest of any position group of players selected in the first round who did not go on to earn a second contract with the team that drafted them. So, look, I think the Browns are set at the wide receiver position.
So if they don't take a wide receiver at pick 54, do you think that there is another need? Is it best player available? Is there something you think Cleveland should go after?
Well, look, a lot of people are so enamored with wide receivers, and I get it. It's a sexy position. It's the flashy position, the one that scores touchdowns. But think about Amon-Ra St. Brown. He just signed a contract to make it $30 million a year. He's getting Tyreek Hill-type money. You know what round he was drafted in 2021?
Fourth rounder?
Fourth round. No. Tyreek Hill, you know what round he was drafted in? Third round. It's the laws of supply and demand. Andrew Berry's a smart guy. Why do you go? It's a great demand for wide receivers, but there's a huge supply, which suggests you can get really good players at that position in any round in the draft. I'm not saying that you got to wait till the seventh round, but you don't have to use a first-round pick on them, which you don't have. You don't have to use your first pick in the second round on them, and not even the third round. You can address those other needs. Offensive linemen, you and I both know that's what's needed. Cleveland Browns, last year you played as many offensive linemen as any team in the NFL, to be honest with you. I think you can get a quality linebacker, and I think you can add to your defensive rotation up front. It remains to be seen what they're going to do because, look, I'm hearing on the street that they could end up making a move to get a second-round selection by dealing Greg Newsom. You guys have a glut of these really good cornerbacks, and Andrew Berry can look to pick up a draft pick by moving a player.
So I'm glad you mentioned that because you kind of led us right where we were. It's been a debate here. Given their depth, but also given their needs, do you think it makes sense for them to trade Greg Newsom for a second-round pick?
Yes, it does. And here's why, because you have three starters at corner. At that, how many corners do you actually start with on defense?
Well, I mean, you know this, Solomon. In this day and age, you're so much nickel. What is it, 70% nickel? I sort of consider a nickel a starter. I'm not sure about you.
Well, I think you do, but guess what you don't do? You don't pay nickel corners the top dollar. Think about L'Jarius Sneed. Are you going $20 million a year? You don't pay nickel corners $20 million a year. He's due a new contract. You know, he's on the clock. He's next. Is he better than Martin Emerson Jr.? You can argue whether he is or isn't, but you could say they're both equal, right? So if you have a glut at one position, it usually means it's a trade commodity. Do you need more? Yeah, but you trust in your ability to continue to develop the cornerbacks on your team, but you don't feel like you have to overpay your nickel corner top of the market. Greg Newsom doesn't see himself as a guy who's going to take less than market value. So are you going to pay him $20 million a year? I think that's the question. $15 million a year, that's the question. Probably not. And if you're not, you don't wait till the middle of the year to trade him. You get yourself a second-round pick in trading day one of the draft or day two, if you can. I'm not saying he's expendable. I like him as a player. But just giving you the idea of the thought process that goes around it, it's about do you pay him top dollar because he is due a contract extension. Or can you go ahead and get the second pick? And now Martin Emerson Jr. and Denzel Ward are your two starting cornerbacks, and you move another developing player into the nickel position.
Solomon Wilcott's co-host of Opening Drive on SiriusXM NFL Radio and the Believe in Bengals podcast on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. So big picture. You know, the Browns' emphasis this offseason was bringing back most of the team that went to the playoffs last year. Do you look at this team and see a team that could push for a top four seed, or do you see a team that's more of a wild card team, or do you see a team that is more likely to be sitting on the outside looking in?
I don't really think on those levels. I think this is a league where you got to just get in the playoffs, especially when you're in a division like the AFC North. You love to win the division, but if you don't, you don't have to worry about that. Bengals – a couple of years ago, went to the Super Bowl, and they went in as a wild card team. They didn't win the division that year. And so, I think you've got to really just put yourself in a position to get into the tournament. And then you got to come ready to ball. The Browns, for all intents and purposes, had to play with five different quarterbacks last year, still got into the playoffs, and then you got beat by a team that just was happy to be at the party. And so that goes to tell you that it's got – once you get into the playoffs, it's a reset. It doesn't have anything to do with did you win your division or how many games you accumulated to get there. If that counted towards advancement in the playoffs, then I would say, okay, cool, but it doesn't. Because you could show up and get the brakes beat off of you by an upstart team that's got a bunch of rookies on it, like the Dallas Cowboys did against the Green Bay Packers. So it's about getting into the playoffs. And playing in the AFC North, you guys know this, it's nothing guaranteed. But when you get into the playoffs, man, you got to dig down even deeper. You got to begin to play a more physical game. You got to be smarter in what you do. And you don't get a second chance. That's why I love the NFL. This isn't the best 3 out of 5 or the best 4 out of 7. If you don't bring it, man, your fans are going to be sitting up in the stands crying. The Cowboys know what that feels like. The Buffalo Bills, as good as they have been, winning 4 straight division titles over the last 4 years, they know what that feels like. And now I think there's an expectation in Cleveland to not just get there, but to do something when you do get in. And you guys know that's what it's really all about right now.
So with that being said, with 90% of the offseason out of the way here, who do you think right now has claimed to being the best team in the AFC North?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't see any team with the advantage. There's not a one. The Ravens lost several starters from their team this year. Their defense coordinator's gone. They got to put those pieces back together. They still did not prove that their offense can elevate in those critical games against teams like the Chiefs and become a more passing-oriented offense. They tried it and failed, right? They didn't score. They couldn't score enough points. Even though the defense pissed a shutout in the second half, they couldn't get the ball into the end zone. And they were the class of the entire AFC last year. So it doesn't matter. I think these four teams in the AFC North, that's why it is the best division in football. Man, look, you can't pick one team over the other. The team that's in last place 1 year can be in first place the very next year. Team that's in first place 1 year can be in last place. I think this is a team that can put 4 teams in the playoff, guys. I really do. They're that good. So even if you pick one over the other, all it is words on a radio show.
Solomon, one of the other big things outside of the Cleveland Browns, and you know, we just saw it earlier today, the Pittsburgh Steelers declined to pick up the fifth-year option on Justin Fields. And so that puts him in a contract year heading into his first year in Pittsburgh. You think the Steelers made a right decision?
Yeah, I think that's a really good question. I'm inclined to believe that maybe they should have picked up the first-year option on Justin Fields. It would have been about $25.7 million. So I think if you're smart, if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm going to him and offering him maybe a 1 or 2 year deal, because I think he's right for Arthur Smith's offense. He may say, no, I'm going to hit the market after this year, and then he's got to roll the dice on what that looks like. But if I'm the Steelers, I'm probably, think about it, they're going to pay him almost $30 million just for 1 year in 2025 if they picked up the fifth-year option. What if you gave him 30 over 2, which is an average of $15 million a year for 2025 and 2026? Maybe he takes it, maybe he doesn't. But I think at some point in time, he's got to realize he's still a developmental project. And so maybe you just say, look, I'll take the guaranteed 2-year deal. It's less than if they would have picked up the fifth-year option, because you're getting him over 2 years plus the 2024 season. So I don't think the ship has sailed on that. I do think the Steelers can still offer him a contract that would keep him on the team beyond 2024.
Solomon, it's always great to talk with you, man, especially as we are so close to the NFL draft. I know you got the Believe in Bengals podcast, but we still believe in you, and we appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
Hey, appreciate you guys, too. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Solomon Wilcott's there on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.